Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
How are you, man?
Never been better.
Good.
Glad to hear it. How are you?
I'm great. Look at me.
Jeremy?
I'm good.
Okay.
Why'd you look at me like that?
I don't know. You had a look.
Oh, no. I'm just working
okay.
In here.
Okay. Good.
Kansas City, Dallas, Fort Worth, Las Vegas, the Dakotas.
Which one?
San Diego.
All of them.
Who cares?
All four of them.
Northeast.
I love them all. Yes. Especially South. Northeast. It's my favorite. I actually lied earlier. My stomach hurts a little bit today.
Well,
but I'm not gonna let that bring me down.
Baby
gotta tell me it.
You wanna rub it?
I feel like that probably won't help. But you know what? I'm not gonna let my problems become your problems. So
okay. If
I start to bitch about my stomach ache, which I've already done once, I won't do it again.
Okay.
And just tell me.
I've got vodka.
That probably won't help.
Oh,
but
okay.
Who knows? It might not hurt.
It won't hurt. I promise you it won't hurt.
At a certain point, it would start to help, I think.
There is nothing
and then it would
that
start
vodka
to hurt
can't cure.
That's
if
true.
If you need it, it's here for you.
That's true.
I got you covered.
Did you watch the thing last night?
Watch what thing?
The thing that nobody else cares about? That two-week-old crime special? What the hell is the name of the show now? You called
it the Baby Lisa thing?
Oh,
yeah, what was the name of it?
Yet.
You haven't watched it yet?
No, you sent it to me, but I didn't watch it.
I already forgot the name. A Nightmare Happens Here? What's the name of that show?
Yeah, I watched it. You told me to watch it.
Yeah, I watched it, too. We were probably watching it at the same time. Meh.
You learned
nothing
anything?
New.
Nothing.
Nothing new?
The other one was
the
better.
The whole Baby Lisa thing is just, if you're not aware of Baby Lisa is this baby, obviously,
in 2011.
That lived on the suburbs of Kansas City.
Yeah.
And was just, I mean, it was a national story. It was as big as the girl who fell on the well.
For a couple of days, it was huge.
Because of
story.
All the cast of characters, there's kids who go missing, and they should be national stories. But this one was crazy in and of the sense that it felt like that they were aiming everything towards the parents. And then, like, this private investigator shows up from New York, and they're like, he's going to solve it. His name's Wild Bill Stallion or something.
Oh,
Statton,
like,
wasn't it?
What is happening? Like, who is why is the Wild Bill here guy? What is he doing?
Yeah.
And then somebody said, oh, they can't afford an attorney. And then they said, oh, look, there's a mystery silent benefactor who's paid for the attorney. Like, the whole thing was like, what is going on?
I was thinking
why
the
do they
mystery
need an attorney. And when did Pip from it was the
good,
best of times, it was the worst of times,
Great Expectations.
Benefactor show up? Why are we doing this again? Why is Great Expectations coming into play? I don't understand what's happening at all.
Or is that all the twist?
All.
And now I'm confused.
What, you're confused?
Yeah, I am confused.
Why are you confused?
I wanted to ask you about, because the lawyer and the private investigator, I was like, oh, yeah, because I remembered one of them. coming in the bomber jacket. That was the private investigator.
Yeah, that was hired by the benefactor.
Yeah, didn't the benefactor hire the lawyer, too?
Didn't they pay for both? Or maybe the lawyer did it by himself. Was that Steve Tropicana guy?
He was another
national guy
who did big hikes.
All these people just walking around his house, and a guy calling himself Wild Bill. And
they never said who paid for these people, did they?
The benefactor.
Right,
and
that's
then I read on Twitter, like, secret. 10 years later, the lady tweeted, like, I was the benefactor.
Oh, I didn't see that.
She was, like, from Dallas. Like, I was the benefactor. I saw the story, and I was the benefactor.
Well, who knows if that's true,
crazy
but that's interesting. Yeah, the other one that they did,
you know, what you really got was absolutely no new information.
Now, no new information for us because we followed it pretty closely. But in the beginning, when it was happening, it did feel like the media turned on the parents quickly, which happens a lot.
Right,
you turn on the spouse, the parents, whatever. And then as we started to learn a little bit more and we started to see those first TV specials, I think at least you and I were like, oof. Boy, I feel like they really tried to make us question the parents, and maybe it wasn't the parents.
Well, they always do that. They're always like, well, how did the dad react to the cameras? I'm like...
Right, why did she say
man.
This?
And they're like, why are they getting lawyers? I'm like, what? Why?
The lawyer thing was big.
What?
They got a lawyer.
I don't know how I... Look, I know that I love my kids. I know that I would never do anything to hurt them. I also don't know how I'd react if one of them went missing. And then they said, you need to get on TV and make a plea. I don't know if I would lose it. I don't know if people would think, like, if I would get, you know, angry, like the guy in Ransom. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know if I would just stand there and be like, I have no idea. We have to stop judging people for how they react on TV in the middle of a tragedy because they don't react the way that we want them to react. Well, or we expect them to react.
The first big thing was the cops coming out and saying, well, they were working with us. Now they've got lawyers. And that was like a big thing, which, look, I'm not trying to attack the police here, but that was some BS because I'm pretty sure you should get a lawyer before you start talking to the cops. Like, that's just my own personal advice. I've seen plenty of lawyers say there's no reason really to talk to the cops without a lawyer ever. Ever.
Right.
Like, if they invite you down to the station to give you an award, go ahead and bring a lawyer with you, just in case. What's the harm? Now, that doesn't mean you're not working with them. It doesn't mean that you are, but it doesn't mean that you aren't. You can still work with the police and just make sure that you have an attorney present.
Right.
So that you don't...
Another way they talked to the parents were like, look, we've worked with them for hours and hours and hours, and then just kept getting back to, just admit you did it.
Yeah.
Just tell us you did it. And then they're like, well, they're not talking to us anymore. Well, I'm done talking to you. He keeps telling me I did it.
And we were watching
it. I don't know if that's true or not, but that was in the documentary that I watched last night.
Yeah, and watching it live unfold here when it was happening, we were like, oh, look at the news. There's people behind the house digging stuff up. And then you watch this thing last night and like, yeah, do you know why they did that? Because she made some comment to somebody that she's afraid to even look out the back window because, you know, what if her body's
there? Buried back there?
Yeah, and was it the lawyer or the private investigator? I don't remember which. Was like, that would have to be the dumbest thing a criminal could say. Imagine if you were some sort of psychopathic killer. And you killed your child and then buried them in the backyard and said, I don't know, but just don't look in the backyard, whatever you do.
Right.
I wouldn't want to look out back there.
Anyway.
It's just one of those things. It makes you think, and it did make me think about what
Man,
would you do.
I can't
do?
Believe you sucked me into this. Bitches love murder.
I know.
Why am I talking about this
Because
you
loved that story, admit it, and because
well,
it involves
story,
kids.
I don't love a lot of the murder mystery stuff, and I don't follow it, and I don't listen to the podcasts. But that one was so bizarre. Mm-hmm. Not even the location or whatever. That one was so bizarre with the Wild Bill showing up. And
yes.
The secret benefactor. And I was like, man. Which all of that just amounted to nothing. It really was nothing.
Yeah.
But it was such at the time. Like, who's... And they were like, you know, find out who the benefactor is tonight on Fox. Like, what? Like, who the... What the hell's a benefactor?
Let me Google this real quick first.
Right off at like sixth grade reading. Oh, my God. Okay, I think I know who this is.
Well, you don't think the parents did it, right? I mean, you're not like leaning towards that anymore, right?
No.
You're like, you're not overly suspicious of them.
No.
I don't think they did anything overly suspicious.
No, it didn't appear to me that... I mean, she got caught lying.
Yeah, not...
But she got caught... This is the problem that we also do. Just because you lie doesn't make you the murderer.
Right.
Or just because you omit information doesn't make you murderer. She knew that, oh my God, my kid's missing and I got S-housed.
Yeah, I was drunk.
I got drunk that night. Now what? Of course I didn't hear anybody. Why didn't you hear anybody? And they're asking all this stuff and it takes a while and then it finally comes out. She's like, I got drunk.
Yeah.
That doesn't make her the murderer. It doesn't mean anything bad happened. It just means that she had six glasses of wine.
And if you didn't do it, you might be thinking, I'm not going to say anything about that because let's just hope she gets home. And then when she gets home, we can the whole world can go without knowing
I
that bit of it.
I think you maybe say I'm not going to say anything about that also because you're embarrassed.
Of course you're embarrassed,
you know,
yes.
I don't want to, you know, I'm scared. I'm embarrassed. My daughters, it's my fault.
Right, you feel
guilty. I drank too much. Someone broke in our house and stole my kid. It doesn't make you a murderer. So that I think we also jumped on that, you know, as people. Oh, she lied. And I think if they were, you know, if my kid went missing, they said, did you drink last night? I'd just come clean.
Yeah.
Like I did. But I also understand why she didn't mention it.
But I think I get what you're saying about coming clean. But that's why I say the one reason I might not is if I'm thinking she's going to show up. Right? Like, you know, because if I say this, it's going to be a media circus.
I don't
I'm embarrassed.
Think
everything
show
else.
Up. I mean, that's the thing.
You don't
if
see? I think at that
missing,
point. Because I don't remember how long it had been, but it wasn't very long before she came out and said, okay, I was.
A few days.
Was it just a few days?
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe you're hopeful. I don't know. You think that guy did it that they had as a suspect?
No.
Nah. Oh, no? Really? No.
No.
I'm going to send you a link tonight. You can watch the other thing. We can watch it together. We can discuss.
No. I want in.
You want in?
I want in on this murder thing.
It'll just have to be you and I because he's not going to watch it.
No, I'm done.
He's
it's
done.
Just the same information over
he's
and over and over again. With no, there's no conclusion.
No answers. I don't like the unsolved stuff really that much either. I get it. I said I like unsolved
guy
mysteries, but
named Jersey, walking by a gas station, pretty sure he had a baby. I'm like, okay, that's not enough.
Jersey tweaker or whatever.
Not enough. Like, might have had some drug problems. Boy, really looking into him, I'm like, okay. So what'd you see? You saw a known to be drug user walking around late at night, aimlessly.
Well, they claimed he had
welcome
a baby.
Welcome to America.
The witnesses said he's carrying a baby.
No, one guy said that. Said
two witnesses said he had a baby.
But they didn't say that was him.
No, they just said that there was a guy
right.
with a baby. Yeah.
So,
and then they said that he called. Doesn't matter. You can watch it. It was on HLN, which is CNN. Lazo wouldn't recommend it. Would you recommend the Bryan Cranston thing? Did you watch that?
I did watch that, Your Honor.
It's good, right?
Yeah, it's really good. That's a show on Showtime?
Yeah. Oh, Jeremy canceled Showtime.
I did. I need to get it back, I
you
guess.
Do. You need to.
I just pick one or the other.
The once a week thing, man. I know it's normal, and there's plenty of shows that still do that, but it's tough for me.
I wanted to watch another one last night.
I know. And then do you ever think, like, I'll just wait till the whole thing's out? I can't. My brother will ask
no,
me,
No, because I don't have
done?
Anything else to do with my life, so I'm excited when the
it's
hour
COVID.
Comes.
Right, it's COVID. I'm like, well, at this point, I'm not going to wait. That's a luxury I don't have. I'm going to watch whatever the hell is on right now.
Yeah.
All right, there's your TV recap. This whole opening segment this week, I feel like, has turned into a TV recap moment.
Well,
but
know,
what's everybody
as
doing?
As high as it's ever been.
Yes, and people are watching more TV than they've ever watched. So
I watched some more Big Mouth, too.
I did too.
You did?
Yeah, I watched the future episode. Where
oh, yeah, where he's a game show host?
Where he's the game show host.
Loved it. Yeah. I want some,
Yeah, that was good. And so I feel like I'm more than halfway through it, I think, at this point. Good
All
show.
All right, what do we got going on today?
Well, we will doom scroll. And then also, this isn't really relationship advice for you, but I would like you to jump in.
Okay.
Because I saw a little article about when the appropriate time to bring up having a threesome is.
God, here we go
in a
again.
Relationship. When
that
do you,
evening.
When do you bring
that
it up?
Evening, when everybody's had a couple drinks.
When do most people bring it up? I knew that's what you were going to say, and that's not really what this is about. This is more about winning your relationship with your significant other.
Never.
Should you bring? I knew. Yeah. We'll
all right,
discuss.
Well, there we go. We'll discuss all that and more coming up.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo. You good?
Are you good?
Yeah, I'm great.
All
man.
Right. Okay, good. You know, new stuff.
I got a new phone. I finally upgraded my phone. I needed to do it, and everybody was like, oh, it's going to be a learning curve, but I feel like it's damn near the same, except for apparently I can turn my own face into an emoji, which I don't see me using that a lot, so I'm good.
Well, you know what? I didn't see myself using that either, and
here we are.
One of my things now. It's one of my things. It's not that I thought that it would be a big learning curve to learn the phone. I feel like you build up in your own mind how difficult the process is going to be to get this thing activated, to get it switched. I don't know my password. Like, well, just sort of change your password on your account. AT&T.
I almost just stopped doing it halfway
through.
I know.
You almost quit. And I was like, dude, you at least probably know the email you used to sign into AT&T.
And
like,
then it
no.
didn't even ask me for my password. So
nope,
I almost quit before it even didn't ask me for what
exactly.
I was going to ask me for.
Yeah, as soon as it said go online, you're like, oh, that means I'm probably going to have to log into something.
Right.
And you guys can see now, I'd like a little more sympathy. I don't have a working debit card still because I don't want to call someone and have to have them judge me. So, you know, we all got our thing. All right. When is it appropriate to ask your lover, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your whatever they, them, she, he might be, when is it appropriate to ask about a threesome? There's this new I don't know, some sort of app dating thing that's for threesomes. Did you see this?
Oh, no.
Three fun. I mean, how can you say no to this? Three fun, the number three, and then fun.
I like that.
I hadn't heard of it until this morning. Meet open-minded, hot singles and couples nearby. All right.
All right.
So maybe you're the single person looking for a little fun with the couple. They probably would, love to get you on there because I'm guessing it's probably going to have the same problem where most dating sites are too many men. I would guess this is going to be too many couples that are looking for that hot young lady.
Well, I would think the opposite.
Oh, really?
As soon as guys hear about this, they're like, I'm the third guy.
Oh, the third guy. I didn't even think about that.
There's single guys everywhere. Like, yep, sign me up, call me over.
I didn't
gladly
think about
bang
that.
Your wife while you watch. You
I'm
into
sure
that? Because I am into that too.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
you beta cuck.
Can you say that?
Wait, I mean, what?
Well, it's a term, and I don't know if
sure
it's.
Sure, I can.
I think you can say it.
Of course,
I can. He calls me that on the air sometimes. So,
you are a beta cuck.
So
I'm going to look that up.
They surveyed people some things about threesomes. Like, when did you first come up with the idea of a threesome, thinking it might be fun? 33.4% said before they were ever married.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, no kidding. 23.79%. In 1 to 3 years after getting married, really the first 3 years, that's when you really thought, you know what, I'd never considered before this moment. But maybe not. Maybe you just thought, I'm going to get married. My life will be perfect and puritanical.
And then after about 2 years, you're like, I'm never going to have sex with anyone else again.
Or 2 minutes, right? Maybe right after the wedding.
Oh boy.
Might
right
hit home.
Are
you interested in bringing someone else into this little shindig party thing we do?
15.5% said 4 to 6 years after getting married, and then 10% said 7 to 9 years after getting married. Oh, there's another one here. 17% of people said it was 10 years or more of marriage, where they're like, you know what, we got to do something.
Yeah, if we're going to save this thing.
We got to do something.
Your sister's really going to have to come over here.
Yes.
What?
The study was titled, When Did You Come Up With the Idea of a Threesome? And it questioned 2,236 married couples. 66.5% of married couples said the idea of having a threesome came up after getting married, which is kind of interesting. So I'm curious what your own thoughts are on the whole threesome thing, although you've already said earlier, and I kind of guessed that would be your response, is that no couple should ever look into getting a threesome unless they're already...
Yeah, unless you're thinking we need this to survive. Because it just doesn't work out. It never does. Someone falls in love with someone, and you don't know who that is or how it's going to play out, and it could take time. And it may not be the first time you do it. It may not be the second time you do it. But eventually, someone's going to fall. There's two emotions that are going to happen, love and jealousy.
Yeah.
And, man, those are hard to come back from. They're really hard to come back from. So... I'm not saying that it can't happen, and I know we'll get the outliers who text in. I who always say, me and my husband have been having threesomes for 25 years, and we're happy. And I always just think to myself, give me your address. I just want to drive by. If I could be a fly on the wall of your trailer.
Oh, see, it's a class thing now, too. It doesn't have to be. I think it depends.
If I could be a fly on the wall of your mansion, and whatever it is, I'd like to look into your life and just say, is it really working? Is it really working? Or are you just saying it's working? Because I've never seen it actually work. You should have a threesome with friends. With friends. Friends and lovers and maybe like a girlfriend that... You know, I don't know, that maybe you're never going to get married to or you're not married to, but you like and you hang out and, you know, you drink and you party and then there's this third person who's there and, you know, you don't really know them and then it happens. That's cool. But if you're married, it's just, you can tell me that you think it's going to work, but I'm telling you it ain't.
What about people? Because I feel like we don't hang out.
I feel like I told you when you started doing threesomes with your wife, I said, this is not a recipe for success.
We started before we got married, which probably should have been a sign. But
But didn't I tell you that?
What about the people who get into these things and they're in that circle of people that and if we do hang out, then maybe we don't know. But the people who have like the memberships to the swingers clubs and all that, if they meet in a place like that, because you do also hear, I don't know if this is going to sound inappropriate, I'm going to offend someone. I feel like gay couples a lot of times are more open to the idea of threesomes, too. It feels like there's a lot more talk about open relationships and having threesomes.
A lot more open marriages, but the threesome thing is where it stops. I'm not even saying an open marriage can't work. I think maybe it can. It's the actual event of someone watching, someone you love,
yeah,
watching them have sex with someone else and thinking, because we're just jealous, that they like it better with the other person.
Yeah.
You can't, if it's something, if it's an open relationship and it's out of sight and out of mind and you don't ever talk about it and you just went out with your friends on Wednesday, we don't mention it. The problem is people always got to mention it. They always got to talk about it. It's become such 2021 crap. Like, okay, well, we got to have rules, and you can't text her, but I need to know her name, and you can't text him, but no, just stop. Just stop. My business is my business. Your business is your business. If we can say it once, I think we need to have an open relationship. Cool. And then that should never be spoken about again. Mm-hmm. Quit with all the, well, what's his name? Did you have fun? Did you like? Death. Death. Yeah, quit talking about it. And then when you come home and your wife says, what'd you do last night? You say, I went out with the boys. What'd you do last night? I went out with some friends. That's it. As long as you start talking about it and over-communicating.
So you're talking about
men have been cheating on women for years, and there's never been a problem. Until.
And vice versa.
Right. Until all of a sudden we decided, oh, we need to discuss it more. No, we need to discuss it less.
Well, if that's the case, then why even talk about it? And I know now we've veered off into open marriages, but why even bring that up? With your thing, then, I think what you're saying is, like, if you're going to cheat, just cheat and keep it to yourself and don't tell anybody. And that's that. They don't need to know.
Well,
it's your burden to carry, not theirs.
I do think that if you're going to cheat, I mean, there is something to that. But I do think if you're going to cheat, you're probably better off both being on the same page.
Yeah.
You don't want to destroy that person. You don't want to destroy someone. Now, I'm not saying people who cheat are bad people. It happens. It's, you know, it is what it is. But if you're going to have that, if you're in that state of like, I'm going to do this a lot, I'm going to do this every week, get to that. If you made a mistake and you had sex with someone, then you know what? Maybe you want to swallow that and move on by yourself. That, you know, get a therapist, figure it out. I'm not saying you have to run to your husband and tell him that. But if you're in the mood of like, this is what I'm going to do this a lot. Every Thursday, I'm going to try to have sex with someone else. You might want to tell your wife.
My problem with the threesome.
One time.
Yeah.
My problem with the threesome was always that it was a little awkward. And I always just thought, you know, I just wish that you weren't here while this was happening. Get to the point where like, this would be a lot more fun if you weren't here, actually. I realized I don't even want to have a threesome. My wife. I was like, this would be a lot more fun if you weren't here.
Because you enjoyed it with the other person
more?
Yeah,
this is the
That's
new
exactly
thing.
That's exactly what he
and,
said.
And so why not just remove you from this equation altogether? I know I sound like an a-hole, but obviously she felt the same way. And it's like, let's just keep this to our keep this to ourselves.
Right, wouldn't it be more fun if the threesome was with two new kind of things?
What do you mean?
Your wife ruins a threesome. That's what I've been trying to say. Your husband ruins
a threesome.
Oh, two
new people, yes.
The threesome should be between two kind of new things.
Right.
Like, hey, I party with this girl sometimes, and she brought a friend over.
Woo.
Well, now we're having fun. But I live with my wife, and this girl came over. My wife's here. It's like, she ruins it. Of course she ruins it. Now there's emotions involved.
Right.
And
that's where I would lose it. I know I would be jealous and upset the entire time, and it would never work out.
Right.
Threesome relationships are not only used to keep a marriage fresh, as couples studied revealed that the idea of having a third-person relationship was conceived even before walking down the aisle. Nearly one-third
of
couples.
You know what we should do, the three of us?
Where are you going with this? Hang on.
Nearly one-third said they had a threesome before they got married. Oh, and get this. Women, 63% of the time, are the ones who suggest it first.
Yeah.
Women are much more likely to suggest the threesome.
I am not in that
in the
group.
Marriage. Well, you're not married yet, though.
That's
Give
true.
It 10 years of marriage, you know, and then see, maybe you'll be the one saying, just can you, I don't know. But I feel like if you got to that point, it wouldn't be, can we invite someone over? It would be like, can you go hang out with
now,
someone
in
else
your
for a
mind,
while?
The whole time, what were you picturing? What were the sexes of all three people?
Well, for me, that's why I said
mind.
I already said that
I'm
earlier.
Just curious. What were you picturing?
Obviously, two girls and a guy. Because when
you
said
picturing?
It, I said I'm
two
not,
girls and a guy.
Yeah,
I didn't even consider when you were like, "There's going to be dudes that are going to get on there and say, you know, oh, they're looking for a guy." I'm like, "What? Who's looking for a dude?" No one's looking for a dude.
Well, sometimes the threesome is a girl and two guys.
I know. Just
I'm open for all of it.
You are? So you're down with that?
I'm open for business.
Okay, good to know.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll. with Slim Fast. What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
Time to doom scroll, Imbo.
It is. Didn't somebody say yesterday, I felt like yesterday was the kind of a feel-good news day.
Yeah.
There wasn't a lot of bad stuff, and I actually got complaints. It only took one day, right? That guy said, hey, don't be a...
Yeah.
He called me a name,
no
right?
No crying in headlines.
Yeah. You got to be real. So, All right, you know, I'm not... Look, I actually wasn't looking yesterday to, you know, try and find friendly news. Just like I don't look for doom, even though Laszlo would argue. I just say this is what I think is the most popular stuff people are talking about today, and then go with it.
Okay.
So, in no particular order, I want to make that clear, too. Trump did a little vaccine summit, and... took the opportunity to talk about the vaccine, you know, how happy he is that, you know, he gave us this vaccine. And then also talk about how he won the election. And I saw somebody saying, some liberal outlet was saying, here's one thing Donald Trump does that Joe Biden should absolutely copy and mimic. And that was take credit for stuff. Because
right.
Trump takes credit for everything. And they mentioned he doesn't bring any of the scientists with him to this vaccine summit or whatever. They're not there. He's just there like, here we go, you know, doing
right.
a good job. But he also, of course, took the time to talk about the election. And, you know, I don't know if you saw, but he said he's going to intervene because, you know, Texas is trying to sue the other states
yeah.
for it's just, I keep thinking like, all right, they ran out of legal options, so we're done now. And then you see, no, Texas is going to sue. I'm like, Texas, wait, but it's red. No, they're going to sue the other states. Oh, my goodness.
Well, we're going to have to see who the next administration is because we won in those swing states, and there was terrible things that went on. So we're going to have to see who the next administration is. But whichever the next administration is will really benefit by what we've been able to do with this incredible science, the doctors, all of the people that came up, the lab technicians, the work that's been done is incredible. And it will be incredible for the next administration. And hopefully the next administration will be the Trump administration.
So he does give credit to, he does say lab workers, scientists. He doesn't say like, I created this in, you know, the Oval Office in my free time. He gives credit to them, but it's still a little scary that it's December 9th and he's talking about how he won the election. I see his supporters out there with signs that say landslides, stop the steal. UK already started giving out those vaccines. Did you see Canada approved today
yep.
ahead of us? They've approved the Pfizer vaccine. So I feel like I saw that the FDA had preliminarily approved something. It feels like they're close to approving the Pfizer vaccine, but as far as
I had to look it up just to see because I knew they had to do a study of it. Because I was just like, you know, who are these people that are still listening to them? Like, who's still listening?
The elected people that are listening?
Yeah, who are people listening to them and say, you know what, we did win. Trump won. It's only half of Republicans.
Of elected Republicans?
No. Half of Republicans in the population.
Wow.
So you figure if they're at like 48%, there's only 24% of people.
Yeah.
So you're looking at the 20% of people he's still talking to. So when you go to Facebook or your friends are talking about it or whatever, just remember you're looking at 80% of the American population believes, rightfully so, that Joe Biden won. But when you get on Facebook, it can feel like there's 70% of the people think Trump's still got a chance in this thing. It's just a very small echo chamber. It's 20% of the people in Donald Trump. That's it.
And I'm in my own echo chamber, so I don't see these people as often. I got on Facebook a couple nights ago for the first time in a long time to do something, and first thing I see at the top, it was a picture that someone had taken with their phone of some sort of newspaper, I'm using air quotes here, because the newspaper didn't have a name. It just had like colors on top of it, and then it said something about Hunter Biden was a pedophile. And the person who shared this was sharing this, I thought they were being sarcastic. I was like, well, if it's a friend of mine, they're probably joking around, like, can you believe this? But they're like, this is important. This news needs to get out there. I was like, oh, my goodness.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. Now, I know you say it's only 20%, but if you've got 20% of Americans believing that Donald Trump won this election and he's telling people basically, you know, you need to take a stand, that's when you start running into problems like you did in Michigan and you start to worry about people getting violent. You
I know, look, there are people.
It's
not a nothing thing, but it's not as many as you would think from just listening.
Yeah,
I bet you there is, you know, 10% on either side that think their candidate won in past elections.
Well, I don't think he won. And
no,
this is
either.
His last-ditch effort, so we'll see what happens with
but
the Attorney General.
But I do think Gore won.
And, huh?
I do think Gore won.
Okay, so yeah, maybe Gore.
You see
won.
What I'm saying? Like, there's got to be a percentage of me out there who are like, if you ask me today, do you think Al Gore won that election? Absolutely. Was it stolen from him? Absolutely. I believe that.
Grave robbers in Florida. Those just seem like things that would go together. I don't know. They're not robbing these caskets to try and get jewelry and stuff. It doesn't sound like it's some sort of ritualistic activity. And I don't know what kind of religion you're in where you have to go rob graves. They robbed at least four of them, and they got busted.
I think it took a minute to process what I was looking at. I walked up, and there laid this poor man. I was standing at the head of his grave. There was a pillow, but there was nothing laying on it.
I've been here for 24 years, and I've never seen anything like this. It's weird. It's bizarre. Obviously, it's unsettling. Your heart breaks for the loved ones of these, you know, people who are placed here.
It's just wicked, evil. So these are the days we living in. I pray that they find Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. They lost.
Oh, and actually, I've got two devil worshiping stories here because I don't think they have found these guys yet. They want to find them.
They're stealing people's heads. Is that what's happening?
They're doing something in these to these bodies. I mean, one of the guys that he found was in pieces. He said on the ground, and he'd been buried in the 1980s. Now I don't know if that means that he stole his head or not. Did you see someone that they were stealing heads?
No, it just sounded. Listening to that lady said that she saw a pillow and nothing laying on it. So I just assumed that the head was missing.
Gotcha. Yeah. No, I think the bodies are falling apart as they're taking them out of there. Because they're so old and brittle. Because they said that there's pieces. Now, they could be ripping them apart. I don't know. I don't know what kind of ritual you do. Other than, like, taking a Ouija board out to the cemetery late at night. But you don't have to dig any graves up.
They're not getting jewelry or anything. That's what you're saying.
It doesn't sound like they're just regular grave robbers. Because they're calling this ritualistic thing of some sort that they're doing. So they must not think that they're there just to steal jewelry. I saw a guy who robbed a grave one time. Well, he and his girlfriend robbed a grave one time. They found this newspaper obituary section. Here's someone who died recently. The woman was like 100 years old. But they dug her up. They put her body in the back of his car. They took his car out to the edge of a road, put her in the driver's seat, the corpse, in the driver's seat, doused the car in lighter fluid, pushed it down a cliff, went down to the bottom of the cliff and lit the car on fire. He almost got away with this. All he did was throw like some jewelry in there that he had been wearing. But the car burned so hot that they're like, there's no need to take DNA. We've got the jewelry. He had a medical bracelet on and stuff. But someone thought, like, you know what? Maybe we should see if we can get a little bit of DNA out of something. Like, yeah, this is an elderly woman, it would appear. So we don't think this is our missing guy. But it took them a while.
That's a good idea.
I'll be honest, man. When I saw it, I was like, he was close. Yeah. He was close because he was trying to get tax money and he was getting ready to go to prison and he was trying to get out of going to prison. Yeah. He was supposed to start a sentence in like a week. And they're like, well, I guess we don't have to look for him.
That's close, man.
Right? He was really close. And he was dumb, Laszlo. So
somebody his age.
Yes,
a little bit more same build, right. Just a couple
just
more
a
details.
Little bit smarter, exactly. A
couple more details.
No, boys, yeah. No.
Just saying, if this idiot could get that close, boy, and if you just wanted to fake your
you
own
think
death,
or
I could kill you and fake my own death.
You think he's the same build as you?
Well, I mean, close enough there to take DNA, they wouldn't know.
Okay.
Whatever the case.
Just
maybe
can't
just
be like an 80-year-old
to...
woman. That's where this guy got
caught. Just don't use a female. In general, use a dude, because at least then they'll say, well, yeah, it was a male. It was probably him, guys. Isn't it? Can we stop with this? We've already spent money on lab stuff. We don't need to look for him. He's not showing up to prison. He died. Do you see the Dunkin' Donuts employee who's a teenager getting attacked? I saw it yesterday, but I don't know if it was real.
No.
Because this person was, the customer was mad that they were out of a certain kind of donut. Ugh. And so what are they doing?
Kind?
I don't even know what kind he was looking for.
I hate when they're out of French crullers.
They were out of something.
Maple Long John. That's mine.
They're always on of them, too.
Jelly-filled. Actually, I like just about all of them. But that's a stabbing, apparently. If you run out of the donut that I want, I'm going to stab you.
What?
You teenage employee who left me standing here without whatever it was I was looking for. Could have been a maple log?
I don't like the maple logs.
I don't like maple so much.
I love maple.
You do?
Like my favorite.
I'll still eat it.
I mean, I don't dislike it, but...
Yeah, it's just not my favorite.
That and the blueberry. Those are my two.
Yeah. Blueberry's good. I like the raspberry ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lemon ones also not my favorite, but I'll eat them.
Apple cinnamon.
Apple's good. Mm. I like apple.
Yeah.
Just like having apple pie for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's that French cruller? Is that a French cruller? Is that how you say it?
I think that's right, yeah.
I like that thing.
It's fancy.
I don't know much about it. It sounds fancy, but, First time I had it, I said, well, now this is a fancy donut.
There you go. I believe it's a French crouet is what it is. I don't know.
They both engaged in a physical dispute between each other. And then once that happened, he, of course, pulled out a knife to attempt to stab the employee. You know, this could have been fatal. We want to do what we can to identify who the subject is. We just don't want him showing up at another Dunkin' Donuts or anywhere else and having the temper that exists where, you know, he actually can make some type of, you know, assault in this form or fashion.
Yeah, no. I don't want people out there who stab teenage employees at Dunkin' Donuts for being out of a certain type of
donut. I don't want teenage employees to not have French crouets at Dunkin' Donuts. I mean, look, there's a flip side to every coin. I'm not saying you should stab someone. I'm also saying have the French crouets ready.
Okay,
right?
But can we agree that if you and I get into a huge fight and you pull out a knife and stab me, and it's not like, you know, I'm not in critical condition, but you stab me, that your sentence should probably be less than the person who stabs the stranger at Dunkin' Donuts for not having the right donut. At least in our case, they could say they worked together a long time. Tensions are bound to, you know, escalate. And eventually, you know, they were fighting. He pulled out a knife.
I think it depends. I think when you go to a jury, a trial by jury, and you tell them that they are out of donut holes, you know, nobody's happy at that. It's early in the morning. I'm trying to get to work. I want a bunch of donut holes, a French cruller, and a maple log. And you're like, we don't have any donut holes. We don't have any French crullers. We don't have a maple log. And it's going to be a couple minutes on your coffee. You know what, man?
That's a stabbing?
You know what?
No.
I've lost it. I've lost it. I'm just saying, it's a crime of passion.
All right. I would, if I'm doing jury selection, remind me to keep you off of the jury.
Yep.
More doom scrolling, Jeremy, coming up.
The Church of Laszlo.
Ready for this?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's doom scroll.
All right, so here's the devil worshiper I mentioned. Back in 2016, Edward O'Neill first made headlines. He was 18 years old in 2016. He's allegedly a devil worshiper.
Ed O'Neill?
Yep. Allegedly a devil worshiper, and
isn't he the dad
on Married Married with Children? Yeah.
Yeah.
This is Edward O'Neill Jr. So
Dutch,
you know,
Dutch
know.
Is a
Dutch. Yeah.
Dutch is. A
I think most people
name?
Know him now from Modern Family, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you haven't seen Dutch, you should see Dutch.
Edward O'Neill.
Way overlooked movie. You love Dutch?
I liked it. Remember we had what's his name on this show, and he's like, no one liked that movie.
Oh, it was
and we
great.
Were like, yeah, I did like that movie. And he's like, no, he thought we were making fun of him. Mm-hmm. He's like, dude, that movie sucks. I'm like, okay, I didn't realize it. And then I got on like Rotten Tomatoes, like, well, people really hated that movie. I thought it was like a holiday classic.
Yeah,
I thought it was like one of those Thanksgiving staples. So Edward O'Neill was not that Edward O'Neill, different one, Junior here. He was 18 when he made headlines in 2016. He's allegedly a devil worshiper, and he was charged with murder back in 2016. Charged with the murder in the murder of his friend, a friend that he'd like stayed at this guy's house. The victim's mother was on the local news at the time talking about, you know, he used to come over. I'm pretty sure he's a devil worshiper. And, you know, he was a good friend of my son's.
In 2016, Christina Roberts' son's murder made national headlines. 16-year-old Ryan Roberts was killed. His friend, 18-year-old Edward O'Neill, was arrested and charged. At the time, O'Neill's father said he had a history of mental illness and devil worshiping. Originally, he was declared incompetent to stand trial, but this year his bond was lowered to $25,000, and O'Neill was released in August.
Okay, you getting this? 2016... He's they're waiting for this to go to trial.
Okay.
But they originally say, we don't know if he's competent to stand trial or not. Dad says, yeah, I know he's a devil worshiper, but I also know he's got a lot of mental health issues. Okay. So somehow along the way, here we are 4 years later, they lower the bond. He gets out. He kills again.
I told the DA that I didn't think it'd be a good idea for him to be out because he murdered my son, that he murdered once, he'd murder again.
I really don't understand how this could happen. So the bond was originally set at $50,000 in 2016. At some point, it was lowered to $25,000. He got out of jail. It doesn't say here exactly when he got out of jail. The case has been reset several times through the years, and the mother of the victim is still waiting for justice. Now there's going to be another family waiting, too. It says here, quote, "It's sad that another family is having to go through what I went through because the justice system failed us. When I saw Ed O'Neill was also declared incompetent, restored to competency to stand trial, and was released and now charged with another murder, light bulbs went off. I've seen this before." This is someone from he's the director of the Victim Services for Crime Stoppers. "I did not know that this was a possibility. Like, you could kill someone.
Right.
And then you could wait to go to trial that long. I guess if you're dealing with mental health issues and stuff, I don't know. I watch a lot of true crime. I just would have thought that in 4 years by now, they would have figured out something. You would have gone to trial, right? But I guess they kept changing stuff. Certainly would not think that you would get out of prison, especially because it's not like he was a kid at the time that he's alleged to have committed the first crime. He was 18, so he's an adult already. Maybe if they said he was 12, oh, we kept waiting for this thing to go to trial, took 10 years, they let him out when he was 22. Well. That's bad. Bad, 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 bad. That's your devil worshiper news. Now, grandma's sending...
That was a lot.
Yeah.
Grandma sending nudes.
Look, you're lighting it up.
Grandma sending nudes.
This is lightening it up. You always think like, oh, God, I hope I didn't just send those nudes to grandma. Oh, God, I hope I didn't just send those nudes to, you know, my oh, I won't even say it. But
your mom?
I mean to send the nudes to your mom. You know what I mean. What if grandma sends you the nudes? This is a scenario I've just never thought
Who's
of
grandma?
Before. Well, this girl's grandma on TikTok, her grandma sent her nudes and then recorded herself saying, please, honey, I'm sorry. Please, please, please delete that thing that I sent you. I did not mean to send that to you.
Raven, grandma, huh? This is your grandmother.
No.
I apologize so much. I sent you pictures. I pushed your name by mistake. I meant to send it to my friend. Please delete that picture from your group. Please, grandma, baby. Grandma, when I looked up at my thing and I seen that, I felt so bad. I was sending it to Brian.
By the time you get that voicemail, it's already too late because
you've seen it.
You don't check right. You don't. You check your voicemails after you've opened your messages and all that stuff. I'm sure at that point she's
well,
already
even
seen
if
it.
She says, "Don't look, I'm looking."
Are you?
Really?
If you knew that your grandmother had sent you a nude,
yeah, I'm gonna see what exactly is grandma doing.
I think I go ahead and X out of there.
Yeah.
I don't need that image in my head.
Oh, I'm gonna
delete
look.
That.
I mean.
Your grandma says,
picture?
I sent you something, I meant to send it to my friend. You're not exactly sure. That doesn't tell you it's a nude.
Right, if I don't know that it's a nude and it's just a message like that, please don't look, then
I'm
maybe
looking.
I think it's, oh, it's my Christmas present or something. I don't know. But if I knew that it's a nude, I'm not looking. But I get what you mean. If someone just says, don't do it, well, now you feel like you have
yeah, you
to.
Got
what,
to.
What the hell is it?
I don't think
mystery.
So,
look, I don't know if this is a true story or not, but the Daily Mail picked it up. I assume they checked their sources. It supposedly happened in Texas, and this girl posted the voicemail on TikTok. You can usually spot a bad actor. If she is an actor, she's a good one because that sounded believable. She's saying, please, please, please.
Grandma,
everyone wants a PS5 for Christmas, and they're sold out. And I guess not only are bots and stuff buying them up on websites like we talked about yesterday, but now people are just playing pranks on people by going online and starting rumors that there's going to be PS5s available at this store at this time.
Okay.
Who would have thought?
I saw some guy sent me a story that somebody posted that said you were buying a picture of a PS5 that they were selling.
Oh, that's
like this is a picture, and it just had a picture. It was like $600. And then in the small print said, this is not a PS5. This is just a picture of a PS5. You are buying a picture, and then people are still, they just click, oh, my God, there's a PS5. They don't read anything. They click, and they buy it. And the guy's sending them pictures of PS5s.
And then he gets to keep the money because legally. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'd be curious to see if legally if that really does hold up. But it does sound like, look, you buy stuff on Wish. That's kind of how that works, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to hold up or not, but that was, you know.
There's a lot of people trying to scam people. And this isn't even like a scam to get money. It looks like this is just people, you know, pranking people and saying, hey, you should go line up at this Walmart. This happened in Michigan. Someone posted online, this Walmart's going to get some PS5s. People line up outside in the cold. They're out there for hours. They get inside. There's a bit of a stampede. The employees are like, what are you talking about? We do not have any PS5s here.
She comes out and tells us that they have none in stock. So if we were told that they're going to have them in stock Monday and we waited 7 hours in the freezing cold of 28 degrees, why is there zero stock?
The PS5 retails for $399, digital edition and $499 for the disc edition, but they're selling out for more than double that on the resale market. The line at this Michigan Walmart started forming after a rumor that had spread that Walmart may have some of the consoles for sale. It turns out there were no consoles actually for sale. You can't get mad at Walmart, by the way. They're not the ones, I would assume, who started that rumor. Somebody else started that rumor, and they're obviously trying to mess with you. Mega churches in California have been told they need to lock things down. No more meeting at mega churches right now because of COVID. Mega churches have said, well, wait a second. You're telling us that we can't have services, but you also said that strip clubs are temporarily allowed to stay open. Well, then we'll just become strip clubs. So if you now go online, You'll go to YouTube or just go to Google, whatever, type in megachurch strip club. You can watch pastors at megachurches stripping on stage, ripping their ties off, dancing to music, turning their churches into strip clubs so that they can stay open during the lockdown.
I need some action. Help me here. Come on. Let's go.
A San Diego judge.
Well, the good news is you're more
that...
likely to get jerked off in church than you are a strip club. Anyway, so, I mean, that's true.
Okay. You done?
If you thought that was going to happen to you, where do you think it's going to happen more likely?
I
church.
I suppose it depends. Depends on the church, depends on my age, depends on a lot of factors, but what state I'm in.
Said that strip clubs could temporarily reopen while churches in the state remain restricted.
This is insane.
You know, like, I do think that it's crazy, too, that they would say strip clubs can stay open, churches can't. I get it, man. But you're going to have all these people packed in here. COVID is really, really bad right now. And you're not even wearing masks. Like, you're not even trying a little bit because you're still on this whole, it's not real or God will protect us or what was it today? Did you see those protesters saying, we can't get it because our digital frequencies aren't the same as yours. So we're not capable of getting COVID. I was like, okay, great. Kids goes to sit on Santa's lap and say, this is what I want for Christmas. Now, I don't know if you can ever remember a time when you sat on Santa's lap, but I do remember one time sitting on Santa's lap because I don't think I did it. Like, maybe when I was a baby, but as a kid, I think I was too nervous to do it. So one year, I was like, all right, I'll go sit on Santa's lap. At that age, I'm pretty sure I still believed in Santa, but I knew that this guy wasn't Santa. Maybe my parents had told me, like, this is just a person who helps Santa. I don't know. But I knew that I was uncomfortable. I was trembling.
Did you ever have the conversation about Santa being real with your parents?
No. Mm-mm. It was just like, obviously, this isn't true. And then it was like, but we should have this conversation about church. Because, you know, now I'm wondering, now I'm questioning everything that my parents have told me. Because at some point, you've got some friends who are like, you know, Santa's not real. And you're like, that makes sense.
And then you're like, you guys are idiots. Of course he's real.
Yeah, I don't remember arguing that he was real. Obviously, I'm sure I did at some point, but I don't remember
that.
Well,
he is real, so shut it.
But,
bitch.
I don't remember my parents ever having a conversation with me about it.
Well, you don't love Santa? You don't
love Santa.
Santa's real?
Except that this wasn't the real Santa whose lap I was sitting on.
Oh, the one at the mall you're saying was the real Santa.
Yeah, so I'm sitting there shaking, trembling.
But there is a real Santa.
Right, but I don't think he's in Hickman Mills, you know, on
a
Friday night.
No, you're right. He must have helpers. Doesn't explain it all.
So I'm sitting on this guy's lap, and I remember I was asking for – remember those Hot Wheels-type cars, but the track was like it was a floating track that, like, rode on air? Anyway, that's what I was asking for. I could barely get the words out. I'm about to throw up, and I was like, Mom, you got to get me out of here. I was just too nervous. Now I see this video on Fox News, and other right-wing sources are sharing this because this kid, he's obviously nervous already. Santa says, what do you want? He says, I want a Nerf gun. And Santa says, no guns. Santa doesn't get guns. And he goes, no, a Nerf gun. And he's like, too bad, no Nerf guns. Your dad can buy it for you.
What do you want for Christmas?
No. I know it's hard to hear, but the kid just said, maybe a Nerf gun?
No guns.
Nerf gun.
And now Mom says, no, not a gun, a Nerf gun. And he's like,
No, not even a Nerf gun. Your dad wants to get it for you, that's fine, but I can't bring it to you. But what else would you like?
Oh,
okay,
man.
If your dad wants to get it, what else do you
want?
Oh, it's okay, buddy. It's okay.
Now, Mom is saying, it's okay, buddy, it's okay. And Santa said, what else do you want?
Your dad?
Now he's crying. Now he's crying. You know what, man? You're a dick.
You're a huge
mom
dick.
Not just
she grabbed a
go
kid.
Off.
Once he started crying, she grabbed him and she started to walk away. But
wow.
Yeah, you don't get to make those choices.
No. You know, you
we can
don't
have that gun debate in a million different places and a million different times, but not when you're the mall Santa.
Right.
No.
Just say, hey, all right, I'm going to do my best.
That's it. That's
I always felt bad when the kid asked the mall Santa for something that you knew like they couldn't get.
Something that's unaffordable?
Yeah, like something that you knew, like I want a Corvette.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, damn, man, what do I say then?
Right.
Sure.
We'll
see what we can do, but you know you're not getting it.
Right.
I mean, Santa knows you're not getting it, and your parents know you're not getting it. But the kid thinks he is, right, because he asked Santa for it.
Do Santa's helpers ever check in with you as a parent beforehand and say, like, yo, is there anything that I should go ahead and not get their hopes up for, like that you don't want them having this year for any reason? Mm. They don't ever do that. I always wondered, like, if there was someone giving a wink, like if I'm like, I want to stay at Genesis, if the Santa's like, oh, so you just looks at Mom, she's like, mm-mm. And he's like, yeah, okay, well, I don't know about that, buddy.
Right.
How about an Atari? You want an Atari? But the kid asked for a Nerf gun. I don't know if the mall has a rule that says, hey,
the mall
Santa,
sells Nerf guns, I'm positive.
There's no way that, or the mall Santa, whoever this company is, I find that hard to believe. I'm guessing it's his own personal thing.
Yes,
don't bring that to this kid. He's a little kid, and he asked for a Nerf gun. He didn't ask for a nuclear warhead. Even then, if he asked for a nuclear warhead, I think you go, oof, okay, nuclear warhead. Timmy, I don't know if you're staying. See if you stay on that good list. And then you tell mom and dad, you know he asked for a nuclear warhead, right? Okay, yeah. The other kid asked for anthrax. So you might want to talk to him. This is a Nerf gun, and now the kid's in tears. That guy should lose his license to be a mall Santa forever. Forever.
He should have to.
Although Bad Santa is one of my all-time favorite movies, so.
But this guy's not even doing it to be a dick. He's just, like, trying to be morally, you know, superior, some sort of politically correct mall Santa.
Don't love him.
Get out of here.
The Church Job, Laszlo.
All right, worst job you ever had.
Yeah, so here's the video.
And please, join us on a text line. Tell us your worst job. We'll get it. We'll talk about it.
I don't know how old this is, like how long it's been online. It says that this happened in 1994. So here he is. Vin Diesel. You know, part of me feels like I vaguely recall seeing this before. He's selling toys.
We're looking at Boomer. This is Boomer. He's got the biggest mouth of them all. He's the whale shark. Say hello to that round mound of pound and his power slam. Very deadly.
I think I remember that toy.
Oh, I get it.
He loves to tenderize the competition before he eats him.
Then
we've got Sledge the Hammerhead. Sledge the Hammerhead loves to floor the competition with the flying headbutt.
You know, look, I'm not like criticizing the guy, but considering he's like a big superstar actor,
he's performing.
But you'd expect a little bit more, right? Like almost, you know, look at how excited he was, obviously trying to get people to notice him even back then. You see those videos that go viral of the person who's a door-to-door salesman and like, look at how great this person was. And
right.
Yeah, but he's like the cool guy. Like,
that's true.
Yeah,
and he's all buff. It's a fighting toy, and he's got a shark's tooth around his neck.
Yeah.
And awesome they're fighting sharks. He's got it.
His only top is a button-up leather vest.
Yeah, and a shark's tooth.
So he's wearing
a badass.
But I think there's some dog tags there, too. I'm not sure. So, you know, good for him. He made it. Look, if you're stuck in a crappy job right now, just know, doesn't have to be your forever job.
I had crappy jobs. Construction, with the God Squad, where they just talked about Jesus all day and how great he is and how I should go to church with him on Sunday. My God, that was bad.
Construction's the worst for guys like us, too, though, because it's just hard work that you can't get out of.
Yeah, it's got to get done. Like, you can't, like, even if you go and hide somewhere,
it doesn't matter.
It's still got to get done. Like, they're like... Dude, you're supposed to drywall this entire room and there's nothing done. And you're like,
damn.
Yeah. I mean, it's got to get done. There's no hiding from it.
I would go.
I've had plenty of jobs you could hide.
I would hide on construction. I would sit. I'd be like, okay, well, I'll go upstairs. Then I'd go up and sit in the closet and, like, you know, listen to the radio with my headphones or something, listen to a morning show. I was so tired. I'm still yawning, like, it's 5:30 in the morning. What is going on?
Meeting at Home Depot at 6 was the worst. Just every morning, Home Depot, meet at 6, let's get stuff. I'm like, ugh.
And then when you're done even if it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, because you do finish, you're so tired, it doesn't matter. At first, like, well, at least I get done at 2. But then you're home, and you're like, I'm so tired. And you're asleep by 3. No. Yeah. And then on the weekends, you're like, all right, I have got to go all out because it's
right,
a weekend.
You just binge drink.
So you binge drink.
Right.
Yeah, I did.
You binge drink because you have
a lot
to.
Like,
when I painted houses, like, you're just tired, and then Saturday night. I bet you painters and construction workers binge drink like no others. It's
because you got to make the most of your free time.
Yeah, because you're so goddamn tired all the time.
Yes. But that's like.
And you can't drink really during the week. I mean, you can, but then you're hungover trying to hang drywall. And it starts at 6. It's bad. And you're carrying drywall upstairs, 3 pieces on your back like this. Blah. And then anything manual labor was just. I did the nursery thing where you plant flowers.
Oh, yeah, but that lasted a day, right? Like,
I was planting flowers, and, you know, I went up there, and the guy was like, you know, okay, so I need to plant this row of flowers. And, you know, he points out where they are. And they're all kind of laid out, and you just, you know, they bring you flats of flowers, I guess they're called. And you're digging, and you put them in, and he comes back like 3 hours later, and he's like, whoa. And I'm like, oh, good, he's happy with my performance. And he's like, we're going to have to move a lot faster than that. I know it's your first day, but that is not enough in 3 hours. We should be done with this flat. And I turned around and I looked at him. I said, we should be done with the whole flat? And he's like, yeah. He's like, he wasn't a jerk about it. He's like, yeah, we should be done with it. I mean, you'll get to it, but we got to be faster than that. And I just turned around and I said, you know what?
Take this job.
This job ain't for me. And he goes, what? He's like, I'm not mad at you. And I said, no. Huh. It's just really not for me. Like, that conversation that we just had is just not going to work for me. And I don't see it getting any better. And he's like, okay, well, I appreciate your honesty. I'll pay you for the 4 hours that you worked or whatever. And I was like, you know what? Learning experience. Let's just both move our own ways, and I will go home.
Keep the
and you can
bucks.
Hire someone else, because this ain't going to work. I can't do landscaping. I can't do it. To this day, thank you, SK Lawn. SKLawn.com.
Oh, yeah, you don't
find him on Twitter. Thank you, because my God, I cannot do landscaping.
Hmm. I've quit jobs on the first day. I got a job in college. It was at the fabric store again, just because I had experience working at the fabric store back home. So I was like, I already worked at one of these, because there's a chain of fabric stores. I was like, I worked at one of these. Can you get me a job? And she's like, great. And I woke up the first morning of the job. I got in there. It was just me and the manager. And she was super nice. And it was a really small store, so just the two of us. And I got done that day, and I knew then, I was like, I'm not coming back. But I didn't have the guts to tell her, like, I can't work with you every morning. I can't wake up at 6 a.m. and then go to class, you know, after working 4 hours or whatever I managed to fit in. But she just started calling me the next day, like, hello, Reed, I just wondered if you're coming in. Hope you're okay. I'm like, I'm not answering that. Aww. Not answering that. I feel bad about it to this day, because she was super nice. She was very, very nice. And she, you know, did give
Who
me a
cares?
Job.
It was a job you ghosted in. She probably went to work and was like, this sucks, and this new guy's going to come. And then when you didn't come, she was like, God, I always hire people and they don't show up. But in her heart of hearts, she's like, I wish I could just walk from this job.
Yeah. I know.
But I can't.
She was a manager. That's her. That was
her
thing.
I managed a Little Caesars for a while. And while that job was okay, the working with kids was a pain in the ass. Because, and I was the manager where they were like, yeah, you not coming in tonight. I'm not feeling good. I'm like, come on, man. Is there a party? And they're like, I'm like, if you tell me there's a party, I'm going to be fine. And they're like, okay, I'm going to a party. I'm like, fine, then just go. You should not care about this job that much. I've got it. But it always used to make me mad if they would lie to me and say I'm sick. Then I'd be like, well, then just come in. No, I'm really sick. Well, then come in. I don't care if you're sick.
Yeah.
I need to get this work done.
COVID. What's COVID? That's a novel idea. Right. All I know
get
is.
Get in here. I'm sick, too. The world's sick. Let's go, baby.
You're a teenager. You don't get sick. This is ridiculous.
But if you're like, I got a date, then just tell me you got a date, and I'll roll the dough. Who cares? Sucks. This job sucks. If I could quit, I would. I want you to go have fun, because one day you're going to be stuck managing this place. You can't go anywhere. I have rent to pay and a car payment. I'm trying to do it on this job. It's killing me, boys. So that was a bad one.
I'm guessing Jeremy had a job that involved... Wait, do I already know? Did you have a job being a mascot?
I did. I was a mascot instructor for the National Children's Association for a while.
But you
I was the mascot for a soccer team here. In Kansas City for a while.
And you got paid for that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
I did.
So you probably liked those jobs.
Those jobs were fun. The only job that I didn't like was retail. Just because you would have to go in on the weekends and like hang up all the clothes and go in and
it's never ending.
Move stuff around.
The schedule's different every week.
Yeah, like that I did not like. But for the most part, all of my jobs have been fun. Girl Scout camp, counselor, Blue Bunny.
I was a bartender most of my life. I did that. So those jobs were good. Bartending at the Olive Garden was a good job. The problem was every once in a while they make you pick up a server shift. Man. Ah! it was always a woman who was like, we asked for more breadsticks like 7 minutes ago. And I'm like, in my head, I'm always like, bitch. Everybody's asking for more breadsticks. Like, it's lunch, and it's free breadsticks. Like, you think I'm not back there checking?
Right.
Like, every table here wants more breadsticks. They're making them, and I'm bringing them as fast as I can.
That's what we're doing.
I swear to God, I know you ordered salad and breadsticks, and you and your stupid friend are going to just sit here and eat them all day and tip me $2 on $10. Like, get out of my ass. Finally, one day, I did say that, and my manager got mad at me.
You talked back to someone, or your manager?
I did. It's the only time. I was in the service industry for a long time, and she did say, we asked for breadsticks like 6 minutes ago. And I turned around and I said, I went and looked for them like 3 minutes ago and they're not ready yet, but I'll bring them to you. And she goes, oh my God, did you just get an attitude with me? And I was like, yeah, I think so. I don't care.
Right.
And then I walked away and the manager just goes, I remember my manager pulled me aside. He goes, yo. I was like, what? He's like, I'm just going to put someone else on that table. What are you doing? And I'm like, I don't know, man. I can't take.
I can't talk to women anymore. I just can't.
I just can't do it. Like, I can't.
Talk about him, Jeremy.
I know.
I feel like I liked a lot of my jobs too, but my weirdest jobs, I did make those vinegar bags, which just saying that to someone who doesn't know what it was, it's weird, right? I worked in a factory filling bags with vinegar and sealing those bags and folding them neatly and tying strings that had to be measured a certain length. I made vinegar bags. But the craziest job was probably selling glow sticks at the carnival. You know, every time the carnival would travel around the county or whatever, and I would go, and my friend and I worked for this woman who had a booth. And our job was to take her stuff because the vendors pay and they're not supposed to like step outside of their area or whatever, or the other vendors get angry. So we would take her stuff and go sell it away from the booth while trying to avoid capture from these other, carnies. Is carny a bad
word?
That's
a good game.
So what we figured out was I was like, man, why don't we go stand in front of the Johnny on the Spots, the porta potties, when it gets dark out selling these glow sticks? So we started selling glow sticks in front of the porta potties, and we crushed it. Absolutely crushed it. She said, this is the best idea. I can't believe no one else ever thought of this. I think we helped pay for her law school, but we did eventually get in trouble because the vendors got mad. But think about that. We were, like 15 or something. Can you imagine no one had ever had that thought? A lot of people trying to sell glow sticks.
He's a hustler. That's
what I'm saying. You watch Vin Diesel, and now you're like, all right, I get it, but...
Get out there and hustle. I'm surprised you're not in the glow stick business.
I probably should have seen if I could, take
Stuck
over.
Around, yeah.
She wanted to talk a lot of like conspiracy theories and OJ stuff at the time, and I was like, okay, I'm good. I'm gonna go sell these glow sticks over by the John.
Yeah, well, I'd rather sell glow sticks than breadsticks. I promise you that.
It was definitely more fun than being a server.
The Church of Laszlo.
All right, you want me to tell you the teriyaki story?
This
yes,
is
please.
My favorite
All right,
story.
So, you guys keep me on playing. Ask questions as we go, because. I'll skip over stuff and...
Oh, I have questions.
All right, so when I was a kid, I don't know, 13, right?
I'm writing this down. 13, okay. So
there was a guy in our neighborhood. He had to be in his late 30s.
Oh.
And his name was Jim. And Jim would like to... He would play outside with the kids, right? He'd play football, baseball. Jim was always around, right?
Like he showed up to play with the guys, or he just...
He lived in the front yard. You know, it wasn't exactly the same, but in my head, picture like kids in New York playing stickball, right?
Okay.
But the neighborhoods weren't the same. There's a bunch of kids out. We're all playing football or stickball or, right? Those kind of things. And Jim was always part of it. Jim lived with his mom in his mom's basement.
Okay, so even though he's... Nearing 40, he's still living with mom. And
he's still living with mom.
Do your parents know?
You can tell like he's...
Different.
He's still maybe, I don't know.
Might be hard for
him. I was just saying 2021. We said Jim's a little slow. That's what we used to say when we were kids. Jim's a little slow.
Yeah. Did your parents know that he would come around and play ball?
Yeah, they would see him. My dad was just like, stay away from that guy. Whatever. You know what I mean? Whatever. Stay away from that guy. But I never really had a big problem with Jim. I was getting older. Going out with my buddies and not, hanging out and playing tackle football with Jim, but the younger kids in the neighborhood, I would see, if they play like tackle football and it was like, everybody in the neighborhood against Jim, right? Oh. They'd all just tackle Jim and like beat the hell out of him and stuff. I'm like, all right, and Jim would be, in heaven. And, so later on, you start to talk to some of these guys, you get into high school or whatever, and, you're like, man, that, teriyaki. You called him teriyaki because Jim would take you to lunch, and he'd take you to a Chinese place, and he always, no matter what, he'd always eat teriyaki. You're like, I want teriyaki. Be like, this guy, and if anybody ever went to lunch with Jim, he had teriyaki. So you just started calling him teriyaki, so Jimmy teriyaki.
The kids are all calling him teriyaki.
Right. I don't know. Like a neighborhood thing, you call him, old Stevie Meatballs or whatever. This was, Jim, stay away from Jim teriyaki. So teriyaki, what we find out, now I was not a part of this, so this is just...
He says he wasn't a part of this journey. He's always real careful to say, this was not me. I was not involved. I was already done hanging out with teriyaki.
Right, I was already done with it, but it really wasn't me. I would tell you if it was. But it's important to the story to know that I wasn't to some degree. Jim would pay those younger kids to take them out in the woods and beat them. So Jim would say, hey, take me out in the woods and, like, just beat the snot out of me because he somehow was sexually gratifying to him. So we had these kids in our neighborhood, you know, these tough little Polacks, right? And they'd be like, Jimmy Teriyaki paid me $40 to take him out in the woods and whoop his ass.
But you didn't find out until later.
Like, that's what I'm saying. That's why the big part of the story is that I didn't know that they were doing it. I wasn't that much older when I found out, but I was like, you know, at 16, I'm like, well, you guys go out in the woods and whoop Teriyaki's ass for $50? And they're not hiding it. It just, I was 2 years too late. You
right.
know what I mean?
two years too late
to cash in
born
on that
in the
money
wrong
train.
Generation.
It could have been you.
Yeah, I think Jimmy knew that if we were a little bit too old, we'd probably tell our parents, these kids, you know, they were 12, they go out and whoop his ass.
Okay.
So they take him out in the woods and they beat his ass. And he'd give them money and take them to lunch and eat
it's
teriyaki.
Not funny. I get that all the reasons it's not funny. The reason it is funny is because it's so far in the past now. And the fact that this guy's name was Teriyaki and that your friends Facebooked about this years and years later. Like, hey, do you remember Teriyaki? Like, this was a thing.
I could text four guys that stood at my wedding right now and just say Teriyaki. And they're all going to respond like, you telling that story about Jimmy Teriyaki?
Yeah.
Oh,
they're all going to do it. They know right away.
And none of them were involved with it, or were some of them?
No, well, my best friend, the guy, you know, was the best man at my wedding, his younger brother whooped Jimmy Teriyaki's ass a couple times for cash, for sure.
Wow.
So.
There's
other
things
that go on there. There may be like Jimmy would pay you to like beat him up, and then maybe, you know, it gets gray there. Like there may be some on him involved. I'm not sure. Like beat him up, and then, you know. I don't know.
It could have gotten worse than
gotten
just.
Could have gotten worse than just, you know, whooping his ass. I'm not sure.
Because if you're a little kid, if you're 12 or 13 or whatever, and you get paid or someone buys you lunch to beat him up, you could go the rest of your life potentially without ever knowing that in a way you were abused. You know, if it was just the beating up, you might not even remember.
I don't think
it.
Any of these, by the way, none of these guys that I hang out with think they're abused by Jim
Teriyaki.
That's
what I'm saying.
They think Teriyaki's a weirdo. All he wants me to do is punch him in the nose. I'd punch this, and I guarantee you if I called my buddy John right now and said, dude, did Teriyaki abuse you? He'd be like, I'd punch Teriyaki in the nose for free. Let alone if he's going to give me $40. He would not even think of it in that manner. Not even today
of course,
would he
but
think
what
of
I'm
manner.
Saying is that you now know, looking back, it was inappropriate. If you found out that some guy in his late 30s was asking your kids to take him to the woods and beat him up.
Well, you know, when you're a kid, you're like, man, Teriyaki wants, you know, these three guys to come out and whoop his ass
beat
him
up
with sticks and stuff.
Don't know why,
whatever.
But he buys his Chinese
food. Yeah, just give me the money.
But,
and then we're going to go buy cigarettes and, you know, beer.
But nobody ever knew why he wanted to be beat up? Did you guys know that it was kind of a sexual thing for
him? Probably too young, that's what I'm
saying. Yeah, I don't think we knew that it was a sexual thing. No. I mean, maybe, like, in, you know, kind of, maybe. You know, like, whether he had to like it somehow, but we didn't know why. I didn't know that, you know, what he was doing with that.
Hmm.
You know, I didn't know that he was going home then and thinking about it or whatever he was doing.
Right.
That wasn't part of, you know,
no, you
their
don't
understanding
that until you're
of
older.
It.
Yeah.
Huh. Wow.
I don't even know how much it was sexual now when I look back on it. Like, I don't know what Teriyaki was into, to be honest with you.
It was something.
It was something, but still, you're like, I don't know what that something is, really.
If you want teenage boys to beat the crap out of you and will pay for it, there's clearly something there.
Yeah,
I know, but I'm still not sure what it is, right? Like, I'm not sure what that. I'd have to be a psychiatrist to know what that is. Like, is he then going home and thinking about it? And I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Mm. I don't know what he did with that. I don't know what he did with that ass whooping when he took it away. But so here's the thing. Teriyaki. Now, all the kids that I know in my neighborhood who got paid to beat up Teriyaki, something horrible happened to them. Now, this is where it gets crazy.
And that wasn't the crazy part?
Oh, no. We've just begun.
That was just the weird guy in your neighborhood part.
Okay. Right.
Everybody has one of those.
Woo. So everybody that beat up Teriyaki, something bad happened to him. Like, something life-changing bad happened to him. My buddy, like I said, my buddy's younger brother, he ended up going to prison for, like, 15 years. But not related, But everybody that we knew, like two of the people killed themselves. You know, other people got arrested. Like, just bad stuff to these people, right?
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying that bad stuff couldn't have happened to them anyways, but we always draw the conclusion, as this is why I said that I wasn't part of it, and, like, my best friends were a little bit too old. None of that really happened to us so much right out of high school like it did with these other guys. But everyone who was a part of that, something horrible happened to them. And we always were kind of like, you know, is teriyaki the devil or something? Like, is he the, why do these things happen to these kids, you know?
It's a bad way to start life, that's why.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Like, I'm not saying that they're obviously related. Who knows? Well, maybe the person that was willing to say, yeah, I'll go beat this guy up for money.
There's a million different reasons, yeah. But just as people who were knows? Always like, man, it was like, you know, the Midas touch. Everything you touch turns to gold. Teriyaki had the opposite. Everybody who touched teriyaki, bad stuff happened. And that was really, you could kind of draw lines from it and be like, oh, man, that's horrible. But why that is, again, I don't know. But we were like, man, I think teriyaki's the devil. Like, the devil. So I move away. I'm gone for a long time. I've been through the Navy and college and everything. And I come back one day, and there's three of us, right? And yeah, three of us. And we go to buy some drugs. And
which you don't condone now. We're not pro drugs.
We're not pro drugs. But at the time, we went and bought some drugs, and we went to one of these guys' houses, who's now in his late 20s, right, who's younger than us, who would have had interaction with teriyaki, right?
Sure.
So he's like the drug dealer that we know. So, you know, we go and, you know, he's happy to see us. We're like the little bit older kids in the neighborhood. Like, you know what I mean? He's happy. Mm-hmm. I'm back home for the first time in a long time. You know, hey. So we sit down just like any time, and we're, you know, having a couple beers, and all of a sudden teriyaki comes up in conversation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we start talking about teriyaki, like, well, who did, you know, did you kick teriyaki's ass? Did somebody else? And he's like, oh, yeah, you know, we used to go out there and, you know, punch him or whatever. And we're talking about Jim Teriyaki. I haven't talked about Jim Teriyaki in 15 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Never comes up in conversation. So we get everything we get from him. And we leave. We're driving, and about 2 hours later, we get a phone call, and the phone call says, hey, did you hear what happened to this kid that sold us drugs? We're grown man now. And we're like, no, we just saw him. We just bought drugs from what? Did he get busted? Like, now we're like, oh, man, did he get busted for drugs?
After us?
Are they coming after us? Is that why you're calling us? And they're like, no, man, someone just found him dead. He killed himself. And we were like, what? And they're like, yeah, he just killed himself. So we're like, all right. Are we the last people to see this guy alive? Like, you know.
Yeah.
We're not even thinking, like, man, that sucks, man. It seemed like his life was going good. Everything was fine. You know, I mean, he was selling drugs, but he had an apartment.
Seemed happy,
you know?
Enough. Yeah.
No reason. You know, we had a good conversation the night before Thanksgiving or something, right? Like, whatever. So we're like, you know what, man? Let's just not go anywhere. Let's just, you know, at this point it's late. It's like 3:00 in the morning, right? So we're like, let's just not go anywhere. Let's just go somewhere where nobody can find us, sit in the car, because worst case scenario is we're going to get caught drinking beer in this car, right?
And they, we don't know for the last one
any more trouble.
This guy.
So yeah. We're like, where can we go? And my buddy goes, man, just go to the car wash. And I'm like, oh, the car wash? He's like, yeah, just sit in the stall. No cops go by the thing. We can sit on the car, listen to the radio, drink beer, smoke this joint, and you're in a car wash. Not a weird thing. You're like, no one can see inside. So we're like, all right. We drive up to the car wash, and there's a car actually in the car wash.
Oh, God.
And someone washing their car. We're like, what the hell? Is someone washing their car at 3:00 in the morning? We turn on the lights. Jim Teriyaki. Washing his car in the car wash at 3:00 in the morning, right in front of us.
And that's when they made a promise that they would never mention Teriyaki's name again. But Lazo can't keep secrets.
I can't keep it. So we're like, man, just don't say this to anybody. None of this is true.
I mean,
it
I'm superstitious, but I feel like
the
that's your
the three of us
hell.
Never talked about it. Slim Fast did not believe that story.
We had to call your friend.
The first time, he's like, that's not true. I said, fine. We called my buddy. We put my buddy on the air, and I said, hey, Tell them the teriyaki story from beginning to end. It was true, right?
It sounds like an 80s movie.
Yes.
Like
except
sounds,
it's too ridiculous.
Yeah. It's like an 80s movie meets the true crime stuff that we love now. Like, if you made that into a HBO series,
if you made it HBO, if you made an HBO
well,
series
if we
called
remember
Teriyaki,
the first time we called him, I got an update now that Teriyaki's since passed. He's dead. But when I first told you that story, my buddy looked it up in the paper because he wanted to. The crazy, even crazier about Teriyaki.
Yeah, it just keeps going.
Oh, Teriyaki wrote about professional wrestling in the paper. That was his job. He wrote about pro wrestling in the paper. He ended up getting arrested and going to jail for
something.
Touching kids.
Ugh.
So he was in jail for that. My buddy goes, oh, yeah, man, he got arrested for that years later for, you know, touching kids, whatever. So he sends me a link to the paper article, and it says he's getting out of jail April 4th after, like, doing 15 years or something. And my buddy just goes, oh, man, I found this article while I was Googling him. Justin, you're getting out just in time for your birthday. You should call him because it was, like, 2 days before my birthday. But obviously I didn't call him. And,
thank goodness.
You know, we all have a little bit of a laugh about it. We get together for Thanksgiving. We say, you know, everybody raise some teriyaki to a teriyaki guy. That's it.
And so that's a really roundabout way of telling Laszlo's story about his, you know, his first can't say that. Just bleep that.
The Church of
Laszlo.
Yo.
I'm sure you probably saw this already. I know you follow every single local news outlet across the country like I do, and you set them all up for alerts so you can see them all. You never miss a story
course,
that way.
Of course.
This headline, Dallas police want a cruising law to help them stop pimps.
Okay.
What?
It sounds like something out of the 70s, right?
Yeah.
Like we want a cruising law to stop pimps. But the Dallas police proposal is to expand the city's cruising regulations, and that is now receiving strong criticism after a lot of people say this could be a form of, like, stop and frisk or give the police, you know, the ability to stop someone, you know, under the guise of, like, we're trying to stop prostitution or human trafficking or whatever, but really you're just, you know, are you just targeting people? Like a stop and frisk sort of thing. Which I totally understand. We don't have to get into the weeds of all that.
Yeah, I don't understand.
But cruising, you can't just, especially in the time of COVID, you can't stop cruising. Cruising has made a huge resurgence in 2020 because of COVID across the country. Places where people used to cruise all the time, and maybe people haven't cruised there for a long time.
Right, okay.
It's come back this year because it's a thing you can do in your car.
Sure.
You don't have to get out. You're socially distanced, and it's just like high school, right? You can't end cruising, you know? you can't. And I'm going to guess that Laszlo never went cruising.
Oh, yeah. No. We had this downtown area, like in a certain city, and you would cruise up and down the street in your cars back and forth, and then people would walk on the other side of the street. Of course.
Okay.
Wow.
I thought for sure you would make fun, because I'm guessing Jeremy did it.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Well, how the hell did you do it?
We had to go to Joplin.
Oh, small.
I was going
to
say, like,
small
I did it with like four people.
Small towns love it.
Not in Diamond. We went to Joplin.
You know,
yeah, it
the
is
big city
a small
lights.
Town thing. Yeah.
Oh, people in small towns love it. It's like the cruising, and then if there's any type of, like, late-night outdoor eatery where people can stop, it's got to be along the way there, like a Sonic or some sort of drive-thru where people can stop and hang out. That's, to me, the small town thing. You can accidentally stumble into
that happens everywhere, man.
Cruising thing in a in a small town. But, yeah, people do it or used to do it, you know, I feel like probably just about everywhere. Yeah. But it did kind of die off, and it wasn't nearly as popular.
Right.
Now, a lot of the people that are cruising and some of these things that I've read are people that maybe they went cruising back in the 90s, 80s, 70s, whatever, and now they're bored because they can't leave the house. They can't go, you know.
You also forget where I grew up, man. I grew up in Detroit. They still do Woodward Dream Cruises.
Right. I just didn't. It didn't
they
sound like the kind of thing you would
now
be interested in.
Where everybody takes their cars out and cruises.
I'm positive that it happened there. It just doesn't seem like something you would have ever been interested in.
Right.
That sounds like
girls
something you would.
Cars.
You'd be like, ugh, cruising. Give me a break.
Yeah, that's
feeling
exactly
out there
what I
cruising.
Thought.
Yeah, we cruised. It wasn't a great. It wasn't a great area where we cruised, particularly. But
we
did it.
4 blocks that we could cruise, 4th to 7th. That was all you could do.
It does sound like something too that you would say. And kids would hear, it sounds like a really old person
old
thing to
school,
say.
Yeah.
We used to go cruising. But when I did it, I thought it was really dangerous because everyone had their windows down. People were, you know, smoking and drinking and doing drugs. Yeah. And a lot of people were getting arrested and pulled over. And a lot of fights.
Let, you know, that city handled it. You know, they had to handle it. But there was always cops out. And,
yeah, cops always but, watching you, know, you.
Kids just picked. Like, they couldn't tell them no.
Yeah, I don't
I feel
get
like
it.
Why don't you just block off the street? Now that I'm an adult.
Yeah.
Why not just block off the street? I mean, there were
that's what they
thousands and thousands and thousands of cars where I went.
Mm-hmm.
And just kids walking up, parked everywhere, underage drinking and drugs and just up and down the street. Why wouldn't the cops just block it off? Be like, you can't do it anymore.
They blocked off our turnarounds because there were regular public people driving down the street, I'm sure. So what they would do is block off our turnarounds so that it would get us all screwed up. And we're like, we don't know where we're supposed to turn around now. Where do we all meet up to turn around? Because that was the whole fun of it.
They did eventually outlaw it in Joplin. You can't do it in Joplin anymore.
It? What is wrong with
you
the
can't
country?
Do it anymore.
Why would you outlaw something like that?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Because we were all doing drugs and drinking.
That's already outlawed. So that's illegal.
But in outlaw the gathering place, I would too. If all of a sudden you woke up this morning and the road outside your house was the cruising place on Saturday nights,
well,
I'd be like,
I'd be ticked.
Please.
I'd join in.
Maybe I'm not American and maybe I'm an old fuddy. They would seriously put some cones up.
Well,
I want to see these kids.
Apparently, that's what Dallas police are hoping to do. Get more into our cruising rights, you know, just trying to keep us from cruising.
I didn't understand the fact that only they think it's going to stop pimps. Is pimping a thing in cruising? Like, those two things go together? Because I think high school kids.
Absolutely love that headline that it says, you know, want a new cruising law to help them stop pimps. Like, the idea that pimps are still driving around in, like, you know, a 1974
like
Fleetwood
right.
or something,
that's
and they're just going back and forth on the same street. And maybe they are.
Yeah,
I
like
don't
that
know.
Idea.
Maybe they are. But, like,
that's
yeah, we have
so
to because we got to go find these pimps. Okay. Well, whatever.
Okay.
You can have my cruising when you pry it from my cold. You can't outlaw cruising. The other stuff is already illegal, right?
If you outlaw cruising, then only outlaws will cruise?
That's exactly right. Thank you, Les.
It's the Church of Laszlo.
All right. Get to know us thing. What were the questions? I'll answer. Just give them to me, baby. Let's go.
Okay, here you go. First question. If you opened a business, what kind of business would it
sexy
be?
Sexy coffee.
Oh,
sexy
yeah. We wanted to do
coffee.
That together.
Laszlo, sexy coffee.
Wait a second. I thought we were going to be in on this together.
Oh, Uncle Lotsy, sexy brew. The old sex
sexy
brew.
Sexy brew. I like that.
What's
sex brew. Really messed up about this is we were talking about opening a sexy coffee place, and we found a spot. It was an old, like, remember they had those photo booths out in the mall parking lots? One of those, I don't know, our photo things or Fox photos or something. And I said, Laszlo, we should see how much it costs to rent this place. You know what they did?
They put in sexy coffee.
They put in non-sexy coffee.
Non-sexy coffee?
So someone else had the idea we should put coffee here, but it's not even sexy coffee.
Right, I need sexy coffee.
I remember there was a story a while ago, and it was like girls in bikini tops that were giving out
in
coffee.
In Seattle, it was everywhere.
Is that where that was?
They were everywhere, yeah. But, you know, I don't want it to be like that sexy.
No.
I don't want it to be like stripper kind of as sexy. Just sexy coffee. You know, a little bit of class it up a little bit.
How do you class it up?
Yeah.
How's it going to, like they're
is
wearing
like,
formal wear sexy?
Or like cuffing season, they're in sweaters.
Mm. Yeah, which kind of sexy? I think he's thinking nylons and short skirts from the
80s.
Yeah. You know, okay.
Like more
pencil skirts.
Like a high-end steakhouse look. You know what I mean?
I'm sure you can get coffee at the steakhouse.
Maybe they're wearing a tie. I see what you're doing.
Yeah, you see what I'm doing with that?
Yeah,
sexy
okay.
coffee. But also guys, too. You know, the guys can be sexy.
Yeah.
Sexy guys.
Sexy
sure.
coffee.
Gotta keep it fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Journey.
Bimbofication of coffee. I love it. Something with dogs, because people spend so much money on their dogs, I've learned.
Because
I spend a lot of money on my dog. So that's what I would do.
You
I don't know
probably,
what exactly.
Yeah, flesh
yet,
that out a little.
But
yeah.
As long as it had something to do with dogs, I know people would spend money.
You got time. You got time to think about
I'll
it.
I'll work on it.
I'm going in with Laszlo on the sexy coffee thing. I was going to say fast seafood, but I'm going to go with sexy coffee.
Such an idiot.
Why?
No.
Why? This is why we can't be business partners because you just talk down to me. You want to do sexy coffee, I don't laugh. I say fast food or fast seafood.
Yeah, like, there's only two that have ever existed.
And they're screwing it up.
They're
screwing
gone.
It up. One got bought out, okay? And they're screwing it up. I could do better. I could bring it back. It's a good idea.
And you don't know anything about
if it's
seafood.
A good idea, then it's a good idea.
You
know,
I just love the idea of old Captain Slim Fast. He's just
I'm gonna
picture
make
him
it,
with a pirate's hat
I'm
outside.
I'm going to make it classy again. Classy,
just
fast
just
seafood.
Dumbest ideas.
All right, next question. And I'm sure you have a dumb answer for it. How often do you stay up past 3 a.m.?
Once a week.
Once a week?
Yeah, Mondays.
Mondays. I really thought you were going to say something about his mom. I was really waiting for that.
Mondays. The rest of the week, I have to recover.
Yeah.
That's it. I feel like, don't you have nights where you lay there and you look over and you're like, oh my God, it's 3:30. I still haven't been able to fall asleep.
No.
Oh, I can lay in bed for 4 hours and not fall asleep sometimes.
Yeah, no, I don't know the last time I was up past 3 a.m. because I'm an old woman now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd say three, four, five, six times for me. It's really hard to go to sleep. All right. What's the last movie you watched and how was it?
You know what I watched with the boys the other day was, it's an old one, nothing new.
That's okay.
Almost Famous.
Oh.
Which, of course, it's great.
It's so
unbelievable.
Good.
Almost Famous. Never seen it. That's the one with Marc Maron.
You've
right?
never
no,
seen
I've
it?
No, I've seen it. Oh. I'm just trying to make Laszlo angry. He's already angry with me. I'm just trying to piss him off. You see how he almost came across the table.
That's a good movie.
I almost came across the table.
What was the last movie you watched, Sherry?
Aaron and I watched...
Something on YouTube?
No, the Brad Pitt Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a good movie.
It was really, really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, really gory at the end, but it was really good.
I watched Extract last night, the Jason Bateman movie that Mike Judge did. I've seen it before.
What's it
was like Extract with Mila Kunis, right?
I don't know. Is it good?
No,
and Jason Bateman. Yeah, you like Mike Judge movies. You loved Idiocracy and Office Space.
Yeah, of course.
I feel like this was the one people liked the least, but I still think it's good. What song always improves your mood? You guys got one?
I got one.
The answer's obvious. Okay,
I got
good.
One.
What is it?
Groove is in the Heart, Delight. That song makes me so happy every time I hear
Groove
it.
Can I kick it?
Yes. Right, exactly. How Groove can you not be happy when that song comes?
Because it reminds me of being like little. And I didn't like being little all that much, you know? Were we young when that song came out?
But I didn't really know it until I was older. So.
Okay. And I could be mixing it up because it kind of reminds me of like CNC Music Factory, that whole scene.
I loved all of that too.
Yeah.
I did.
I mean, look, I did too. It's just some of that super, the stuff that really reminds me of being a kid. Now, if it's old enough that I don't really remember it as a child or I didn't know it as a child, then it's fine.
Yeah.
Because like mine is Take On Me. That makes everybody happy.
Oh, there you go.
No, that's good. It's come on,
perfect
Eileen.
Perfect song.
That's a good one too.
But I do like Can I Kick It, A Tribe Called Quest. You know, put that on every once in a while when you're driving your car. Like, man, this sounds good.
It actually
makes me feel better.
Tribe came on last night. I was driving home.
Yep.
Tribe. All right, bonus question. Did your family take vacations when you were a kid, and what kind of vacations?
Yeah, we went to Florida all summer.
Did you fly?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sanibel Island.
So you flew from Detroit to Sanibel Island,
yeah,
as long as you can remember.
No, I don't know, a few weeks.
As long as you can remember, you go out front, your driver picks you up, takes you to the airport, your dad's driver.
My dad drove us to the airport. And, you know,
you guys fly and stay at your other house in
Sanibel. My dad had a house in Florida.
Sure.
And so then we would go, and it was on the beach. We'd stay on the beach for, you know, 3-4 weeks. I don't know, something like that.
Yeah.
And then fly back. Maybe longer, maybe less, I don't know. And we flew back. My dad always had a house on the beach. And we would. Yep. That's where we, you know. You guys call it vacation. I think when I went to school in London, they called it holiday.
Mm-hmm.
We called it summer.
Summer.
We summered.
Yeah. My family road trips to old Civil War sites. Not because they wanted to, but because my dad didn't care about historic sites. It's just, it's free. You know, you go and we drove everywhere. I never flew until I was, you know, until I bought my own plane ticket. I think I was in high school. But it was just all road trips to places like that. And then what I would look forward to is going to the gift shop and trying to buy, you know,
or
some
an old musket gun or something.
Yes, an old musket gun with some antique candy or whatever, some Necco wafers.
Sounds fun, man.
Except my siblings were too old, so they were all out of the house, so I was basically an only child. I went on these road trips alone.
We had a lot of our summers were probably a lot alike.
They were a lot alike. I'm in Gettysburg.
Sometimes we would drive to Florida, and then, you know, we'd stop at some of the Civil War things. I hated it.
Sure.
I felt like he thought, let's get some education in here. I get it. He was a good guy. You know, let's stop at this place. And I was just like, look at the Confederates. They fought up a hill. I'm like, I could give a rat's ass.
I could either.
Can we just
Man, it was
get
bad.
To the
so
surfboards?
Hot. So hot. I'm trying to imagine where Jeremy's family, the little that I know about her family, where they. I feel like that you guys went on big road trips to go to antique conventions or something.
No. My parents didn't do that until after everyone's out of the house.
Damn.
No, we spent a lot of time in Branson, Missouri.
Branson. Now, that, for people who don't know.
Midwest Vegas, but.
No, it's the Nashville.
Nashville.
It's the Nashville. It's Jesus' Nashville, which Nashville already has Jesus. Branson has even more Jesus.
Yeah, and Silver Dollar City.
And Silver Dollar City, which is
an
amusement
park. Let me tell you, if you haven't been there, for anybody listening to us, in Kansas City, Dallas-Fort Worth, or Las Vegas, it's an asshole.
Yeah, it's
It is a giant asshole.
Actually, it's the last place I went on vacation. That's a true story. Just,
it's
Brooke
stupid.
Brooke and I, wait, we got a timeshare.
It's got like Yakov Smirnov in it, like a bunch of people you've never heard of.
Yep.
Just sucks.
Yeah.
It's just an asshole.
But you can take your dog. We went somewhere where we could take our dog, and it has a swimming pool. That's the last place I went. Yeah. And we ate all-you-can-eat crab legs and stuff. There's been no vacations this year, so the last one we took was
gross. It's gross.
Sorry.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
My name's Laszlo. That's Slim Fast Jenny's in the other room. Dallas-Fort Worth, Kansas City, Las Vegas, wherever you're listening, feel free to text us. Thanks for coming along for the ride today. I feel like...
Oh, Jenny, grab that paper bag in there, by the way. Here, I'll grab it. Laszlo will want it. You don't want it, do you?
What is it?
Or do you want it? I thought you didn't. I thought you said you didn't want it.
It's no, I don't want it.
Okay.
I'm allergic.
You're allergic. You are?
I am. There you go. You're going to like it, though. You're going to like it a whole lot.
Mm-hmm. Here you go. Look at that.
Nice shiny bottle.
Whoa.
Look.
Where'd you get this?
Guy just brought it up here.
Just now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember when I ran downstairs earlier. Remember when I was all out of breath for like half an hour? Because I walked up one flight of steps. No, he gave it to us. He asked if we wanted pizza, and I said, you don't have to bring us anything. Don't worry about it. And then he ended up bringing wine because I said we didn't want pizza. Sorry, I said we didn't want pizza.
Does he own a pizza place or something?
He works at a pizza place.
And this is the name of his pizza place?
No. He just felt bad that we didn't want pizza, so he brought the wine.
Pizza.
I would have eaten the pizza, but I don't want you to think, hey, I got something. Feel free to take this thing. Yeah, it was something on Instagram. I said there's some extra stuff in the office. Does anyone want one of these things? Gave them something. I didn't want to... feel like you got to trade him something. But it was nice of him to bring the wine anyway.
Let's keep that wine here. I'll drink it.
That'll be a good emergency ration. We'll get a wine.
Yeah, I think I have a bottle of wine one day while I'm working here.
There you go.
I mean, I got the kids today, so.
I'll keep it under here so the clean people don't steal it.
There you go. Yeah, we got to hide things in here.
The clean. Okay, I can't believe we haven't done this yet. But maybe we have.
What?
We did the best albums of the year.
Okay. Right.
We did the stuff that you listen to the most at the end of the year.
Right.
We did the celebrities who are making the most money. We did the 30 under 30, which are the young celebrities, right?
Right.
But it's just now best TV shows. Did we not do best TV shows of 2020 yet?
Oh.
Because I just saw this list today, the 20 best TV shows of 2020. And this is the year that people watch like more TV than ever before.
It's true.
Yeah, for sure.
Hard to believe that it's still the same year that we all sat together and watched The Lion... Lion King. That's the Disney movie. So I don't even know what some of these are. Number 20 is Grand Army on Netflix.
No idea.
Oh, I was positive you'd know what that was.
Because it's Army?
No, because it's Netflix. Like, she'll know. Just because I don't know it, I felt like she'll probably know it. Okay, The Plot Against America on HBO.
No.
High Fidelity on Hulu. That got canceled already, didn't it?
I know, and it was so good.
You loved it?
I loved it.
I never watched it. That's my all-time favorite movie.
I know. I think he would have really liked it.
Really?
He wouldn't like it.
I think he would have.
I think it'd make me mad.
It would make him mad because it's his favorite movie of all time, and now they're turning into a Hulu show, and Cusack's not in it. Come on.
Right, that kills
me. It would make him...
But what's her name?
Jack Black in it?
Zoe Kravitz?
Yeah, Lenny Kravitz's daughter,
Zoe
right?
Zoe Kravitz, though.
She takes over the record store?
Yeah.
As soon as I heard that,
I was like, you know what?
Oh, come on. It was good.
I'm out.
I liked it.
Well, it was so good it made this list, but it also
got
canceled.
Right.
BoJack Horseman?
No.
Everybody knows that. The Great on Hulu? What the hell is that? You know, I should have looked some of these up beforehand because I was really thinking that Jeremy would know the ones that I don't know.
Wait, I think I know The Great.
I'm looking at it right now. Oh, it's the Queen stuff. You should love this.
I did like that one.
That's the one. Is that? Oh, it's the little sister of
Russian.
What is her name? Fanning. Dakota Fanning's little sister.
Yes.
Elle Fanning.
That
Elle
show
Fanning.
Is really, really good.
Dave on FXX. Now that's what's his name? The rapper. I do like that show a lot, actually. Lil Dicky. That's a good show. If you're not watching it, My Brilliant Friend. The Story of a New Name. That's on HBO. Do you guys have any idea what that
no
is?
No clue.
I feel like all I do is scroll through these apps and see what I'm unfamiliar with, and I give it a shot.
What is that about?
I'm looking right now. My Brilliant Friend, The Story. This looks like it's a documentary. Oh, you know what? This might have had subtitles.
Oh, yeah.
This does look filmed in Italy. Italian. I bet it has subtitles. That's probably why I didn't watch it. Nothing against subtitles. I just can't
focus that long.
Can't all be subtitles, right? Better Things on FX.
No.
Bluey, Disney Junior. I don't watch a lot of Disney Junior, but I know you and Teriyaki.
You know what? You mean Teriyaki like that?
Teriyaki?
Yeah, that's what you guys do.
That was a good try.
Teriyaki, man. Teriyaki is not like young kids. You had to be old enough to light his ass up. Teriyaki like a big strong kid.
Pen 15 on Hulu.
No.
You haven't watched that?
No.
I think you'd like it.
Really?
Yeah. Do you know what it is?
Yeah.
The two girls and they're pretending to be in junior high, but they're playing themselves in junior high. They actually do a really good job. It's funny. It's funny, Jeremy. And trust me, it's coming from me.
Okay.
Okay.
And Lazo will be the first to say, sometimes I see stuff and I go, I think that's supposed to be for girls. I'm not going to watch that because I don't think they're trying to appeal to me. And my first thought when I saw the ad for that was like, I'm pretty sure they're not going for me. And then I watched it and I was like, these people are funny. How To with John Wilson on HBO. Have you guys watched that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't totally understand. So that's Nathan Fielder's friend. I think it says Nathan Fielder produces it or something. It feels like a YouTube thing. And maybe it was a YouTube thing that got picked up, kind of like that marijuana show. But I'm not sure how I feel about it. Do you like it? Do you find it funny at all?
I like the concept of it, and I don't mind it when I'm watching it. It's just basically him doing everyday things, like getting your couch reupholstered.
Yeah,
or
going around the city and following people. Yeah, it does have a Nathan Fielder vibe to it, whom I love, but I haven't watched all of them. We Are Who We Are, HBO. HBO show that I don't know. What We Do in the Shadows on FX. Yeah. I liked the movie. I've not watched the show, but I've heard that even if you love the movie, you'll love the show.
Yeah, I haven't watched it.
Normal People, Hulu. I watched that.
Is it good? I haven't seen it.
Number 6 seems a bit high for shows of the year to me, but okay, this is not my list. The Good Lord Bird, which
it's
is
great.
Showtime. I've only watched the first episode, but
it's
I loved
great,
it.
It's great, right? Did you love it?
I just watched it a couple
Unbelievable.
Nights ago.
Unbelievable.
I May Destroy
You. It has a dumb name. Like, it was one of those things that I was like, the Good Lord Bird.
Yeah.
I'm not watching that. But then I was like, oh, and everything about it I was interested in, the story and, you know, who it's about and those types of things. But
it's good.
I think it's great.
I think Showtime's got good stuff right now.
Yeah.
Hey, Showtime, how about some of that Showtime money, huh? How about you give us some Showtime deals? Jeremy's over here.
I'd like
She's
to
switching
have it.
Between Stars and Showtime because you know what? She can't afford
can't
to have
afford
both at the same time. She's got to pick and choose. Is that what you want, Showtime? You want her to be out of the loop? I May Destroy You on HBO, Brockmire, IFC.
No.
No, again, that's one that I thought Jeremy definitely watches that.
No, I don't know that one.
Lovecraft Country on HBO.
Yes.
I still have not started that.
That one was so good.
It's been in my stuff forever, but I still haven't watched it.
So creepy. It's so good.
Are they supposed to be, I should just look this up, but is H.P. Lovecraft involved? Like, did he write this story, or are they like in an alternate universe? Do they mention H.P. Lovecraft?
Yeah, they sort of.
Okay,
it,
all right. I'll just look it up because I feel like someone tried to explain this to him and I just don't remember. And then number one show of the year, according to Rolling Stone, is Better Call Saul on AMC.
I never watched it.
Right, because you never watched Breaking Bad,
right? So I just say I'm out.
So I knew you didn't watch it. I didn't watch it just because I never watched Better Call Saul. I watched Breaking Bad, but by the time they did the spinoff, I was like, okay.
I only watched like the first season of it and then didn't really care.
Better
anymore.
Call Saul?
Yeah.
I watched a couple episodes. Never. Now, there's other magazines that came out with lists. Because I think there are some things that got left off. The big one would be Ted Lasso.
Yes.
And Slate had that on their list for best of the year.
That show's amazing.
Mrs. America on Hulu. I don't know what that is. The Queen's Gambit on Netflix. I'm sure you like that.
That one's so good.
Teenage. I haven't watched it.
Lazo's not going to watch
You're
it.
Not
he doesn't
watch
need
it.
To.
It's amazing.
About some girl who can play chess. Not
it's
interesting.
Amazing.
Teenage Bounty Hunters on Netflix.
No idea.
Don't know that one either. Harley Quinn. You're the only
one. I do like Harley Quinn.
Little America on Apple TV. Don't know what that is. Did you watch the M. Night Shyamalan
thing? I did not yet. I can't believe Ted Lasso didn't make it.
I know.
It's on this Slate list, Ted Lasso. Okay. That's why I said worth mentioning Slates because Ted Lasso, I feel like shit. If you're going to do 20 of them, and look, again, I haven't seen all these shows, but like Normal People on Hulu, I've seen that.
Right.
If that makes it as number 6 on your list, 20, then I feel like Ted Lasso should be on there somewhere.
Right.
So there's your top 20. What's your favorite show of the year? Is it Ted Lasso?
That Good Lord Bird is good. I haven't seen all of it yet. I'm excited about Your Honor. But I think the show that I really look forward to the most is The Flight Attendant.
Mm. Oh, yeah. That's new. That's a 2020 show. Yeah. I'm trying to think of all those shows.
The
like,
Flight Attendant's great. Because it does have
so
me
good.
Guessing as to what's going on, even though I shouldn't because it's kind of a comedy, too. But the chick, she's so cool, and everything about it I like. The way it's shot, the way it looks, I think it's great.
You know what? I'll say The Little Dicky Show. Dave. Just because I like it in the sense that when it comes back, I'll be excited. Like, oh, there's new episodes of Dave. It's a show that I will definitely continue watching, and it's from 2020. Because we can't count Tiger King. That's a documentary.
Oh, yeah, we can't count it.
Okay, then I'll go Dave. Jeremy's definitely going with Queen's Gambit since they put that on the list.
That and Ted Lasso. Those, I mean, I loved Ted Lasso. I thought that was such a good show. But yes, Queen's Gambit would be on there as well.
Lasso. Hmm. Queen's Gambit. You thinking? Yes.
He's not watching it,
yeah, you're.
He's not gonna watch it.
That, even if he liked it, Jeremy, as he's watching, if he started to realize, like, you know what, I think I do kind of dig this. There's no way he could admit it because there's nothing about it. When Lazo asked me if he should watch it, I thought about it for a couple seconds and I went, no. Because even if he liked it, there's nothing he could say now that would overcome his original pessimism about the show, right? Like, you know what? The costumes are really good. Or you know what? Damn, she really can play chess. Like, none of that is going to be enough. So he's just going to say, I don't like this show, even if he likes it. So it's up to you.
I can't imagine that I would like it.
You wouldn't like it.
Right?
Hey!
It's good. It's very good. Just it wouldn't be good.
When I heard Nick, also when I heard Nick Wright just describe it as...
Delightful.
Delightful.
It's delightful, he said.
I don't like delightful things.
Just delightful.
I don't like it. I don't like if you tell me, hey, try this dessert, it's delightful, I think, I'm good. I'm good. I don't like delightful things.
Misery loves company. It's true. That's Laszlo. Teriyaki loves company, too.
Why is your fascination with teriyaki?
Because we talked about teriyaki. I told you, comedy comes in threes. I said you were watching Disney Channel with him.
No, it wasn't funny the first time.
I'm cutting it. No more teriyaki.
Remember when they said we're not funny? That's why.
No more teriyaki. I think teriyaki's funny.
I'm glad you do.
The Church of Laszlo.
All right, are we out of here?
We are done.
All right. I got to go home and make dinner.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, what are you having?
Dad stuff.
Can't you pick something?
What are you going to make? Or pick up on the
way home? Well, you told me that I should try chicken breasts or chicken thighs in the air fryer.
Yes.
I haven't done anything in the air fryer except for, like, sides.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like potatoes or, you know, cut your own potatoes and put them in there and make french fries or whatever, right? Onion rings, I've tried that in there, you know. And then chicken wings, that kind of stuff. But I'm going to try... some chicken thighs in the air fryer tonight.
I can send you my recipe.
What do you want? How hard can it be? What do you put on them?
Just lots of different spices.
Right, because you don't have to put flour on it or anything, right? You don't have to dip it in an egg wash, right?
Nope.
It's still going to come out crispy.
Yeah, just spray it with some olive oil. It should be good.
Spray
the chicken
with olive oil?
Mm-hmm.
I got someone accidentally sent me an olive oil spray bottle.
Oh, I love
it. Accidentally showed up to my house on Amazon. It had my name on it, but I didn't order this and I didn't pay for it. Does that ever happen to you? So you're like, I'll keep this. I filled it with lube. It works.
You use it as lube?
I filled it with lube. It's an empty bottle and it's supposed to be for spraying
olive oil.
But I was like, I don't need that. But I put lube in it and now I can shoot, lube.
Oh,
it works.
True story.
I'm just saying that just happened or I wouldn't have brought it up, but it literally just happened.
Slim Fast Girlfriend, if you need someone to save you and rescue you, just put out something on Instagram. Blink once.
You can go live at
She
last
knew
last
I was
house.
Doing it.
Blink twice for, my God, please save me. And we'll do it.
She just said, what are you doing with that? That was it. I was like, I'm putting lube in
that. What are you doing with
that?
Well, she found out, didn't she?
The lube bottle's one of those push things, and it was you can't hold it upside down, and it was annoying. So I was like, what if I pour the lube into this? It works.
Couldn't you just left it as olive oil? It's fine.
It's a life hack. I mean, it's a little life hack. Okay. That's what that is.
Thanks, buddy.
You're welcome.
All right, good show, Mikey. Stay positive, kids.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.
parts.